to get into a bunch of that aspect tonight. Your faith is not where it was just a few days ago. And by the time we're done with this, I mean, things are popping. I'm hearing testimonies that are coming to me, some direct and some indirect. But it's just wonderful. I have no greater joy than knowing that my children walk in the truth. And it just blesses me to see that. You know, we started out on our first session on the acronym RIDE. Remember that? And then the second time together, we looked at the three faith questions. And then the third time, the fear of the Lord, how that works with our faith. And then we looked the fourth time at statements of truth. That was our first week. The second week here, we started off with if. Remember that? Mama Alberta was talking about that on the way in, how important that if is. Because if you don't do it, if you won't listen, then it's not up to God. It's up to you. And then last night we were together on Zoe, the God kind of life. And I would just encourage you to take these messages, because they're designed. In other words, I'm not going back into some series I taught years ago and bringing it forth and teaching. I'm getting these from God fresh. And just like we're bringing up some old friends dropping by, there's been new friends all along the way. And God wants you to win. He wants you to succeed. He's on your side. And he'll do whatever he can. I mean, just that testimony of my friend Jerry. That's how determined God is to get people into the kingdom, and then for them to operate in the kingdom and live the God kind of life right here. Amen. But tonight we're going into another area that's so important in living by faith, and it's called meditation. Meditation. So let's go over here to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And let's look at verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. So without meditation, there's not going to be a prosperous journey and good success. Meditation, we've allowed the New Age, the occult, to steal that powerful truth in church. If you say the word meditation in mainstream religion, they'll look at you like, you're way out there. But it's a Bible term. Not only is it a Bible term, it's something that's so vital in going from faith to faith. And we're going to see this tonight. So right here, God tells Joshua, you're going into the promised land, and you're bringing the people in. And to do that, you're going to have to meditate in the word day and night. And the reason you're meditating is so you can see what you're supposed to do. Because if you'll see what you're supposed to do, then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Now, just a simple definition of meditate up on the screen. Look at it here. To plan in the mind, to employ the mind in thought or contemplation, right? To plan in the mind. Now, we know meditation goes way beyond a plan in the mind. But it does use the mind to initiate. You can't really meditate without processing your mind. You have to observe. You have to know what the word says, and that you have to process that through your eye gates, your ear gates, and then your mind has to decide whether you're going to believe, receive that, and store that or whatever, right? But what came to me today was premeditation. Premeditation. When somebody is accused of murder, and it's premeditated murder. If somebody murders somebody because they got mad at them in a situation and just took a hammer and just killed them, well, that's not premeditated murder. Premeditated murder is when they go back and they see how this person been stalking that person and how they've been, you know, they got all this where this person, the killer, has been meditating and planning this over a period of time, right? Well, we can have premeditated success. That's what that's talking about. If we'll meditate in God's word day and night, we'll have good success. Premeditated success. Are you following that? Okay, so we're going to get in some stuff tonight. Now, Psalms chapter 1. You know, if you study out that word meditate, I like to look up words where they originate from. And that first part, med, M-E-D, means to take appropriate measures. And I just want you to know, have you taken your meds? I got 90 more days on them things, praise the Lord, and then I'm back to no meds. Hallelujah. I'm being obedient. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right? But our meds are meditating on God's word. Right? Okay. Psalms 1. You know where I'm going. It says here in verse 2. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, brings his harvest in due season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Whatever he does shall prosper. Psalms 119. I'm moving a little quick here at the first, because I know where I need to get to. Psalms 119. And Bucky's there. Verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Now, we've seen that all three places here, the first two, meditating day and night, and then right here he says meditating all day. You say, well, Pastor, I can't do that. I mean, I got a job, I got responsibilities. I get that. But let me just say this to you, and hopefully you'll understand what I'm about to say, and you will understand it. If you're going to on vacation the next day and you're at work all day long, yeah, All day long. Don't tell me you ain't thinking about tomorrow. Hello. And you still got your job done. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor got me right there. Come on now. Right? Now, watch this. When your priority is right, you have a spiritual algorithm within. You have a search engine called the Holy Ghost. Now, follow this. You know, you get on internet and you look up something like, say, you're going to buy, you know, some kind of chair for your house, right? And you look at chair here. Well, then all of a sudden you're getting all these pop-ups for chairs because the search engine, the algorithm, right, knew that you were looking for a chair. Now everybody is trying to sell you their chair, right? Well, you have a spiritual algorithm, search engine inside. So if your situation, you need healing or you need finances or right? That search engine of the Holy Ghost will start searching for you, and he'll lead you through scripture. And these scriptures will he'll build his case for you. And you'll have four or five scriptures or whatever. Maybe more, maybe less. But they've become real to you. And you start meditating on them. And when that situation tries to throw itself in front of you, like, what you going to do now, right? Well, that search engine. And we want to get to where that always comes forth to combat the doubt and unbelief. Right? You're going to see this as we go. Because here's what happens. When you're transitioning, don't miss this point. When you're transitioning from one season, one level to another, meditation is vital. Because it's in transition that you really don't know about the next level other than you're going there. Are you following? You know you're going there. You can sense it, right? And that's not a time to, you know, just pray in tongues. Certainly you don't stop that. But meditation is vital for transition. That right there will get you through a lot of things, because what's happening is your faith is on demand. And you're going to the next level. And meditation on what is causing you to even qualify for the next level is up in front, and you got to meditate, because this is what got you there. This is what's going to take you the rest of the way. Are you following this? So meditation and transition is vital. And a lot of people, when they're in transition, they don't know what's going on. They're trying to figure out, it seems like God's a million miles away, or it looks like everything's going in the opposite direction, and so on and so forth. No, time out. Get your meditation going. Because your meditation, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, she kept saying within herself what was happening. She's about to transition into her healing, right? And so she's meditating within herself to go to that next level. And a lot of times in transition, when we don't know some things, we got to stick with what we do know and meditate that, because it will take you to where you don't know. Hallelujah. Y'all could go home on that right there. See? So, we have this spiritual algorithm, this search engine called the Holy Ghost. And that's why you want to acknowledge him when you're in the Word of God. This morning, Mama Alberta and I, we were praying and praising, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost quickened to me something. And I said, Alberta, grab your Bible. And we had church, right? It just started out with a simple verse. When I say simple, I mean just very easy verse. And the next thing you know, an hour later, we've been revelating back and forth and meditating on just a certain portion, not looking for something deep, just meditate. And she didn't know I'm teaching this, right? But I realized what was going on while we were doing that, right? Okay, Psalm 77, while we're still in the Psalms. I got to get where we're going, though, but this is good already. Meditation during transition. Not questioning God. Psalm 77. Look at verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Years ago, we were at the farm, and I was having one of those bummed out days. And I know none of you had a bummed out day, but I was having a bummed out day. And the Lord said, what's wrong with you? And you know how you answer that and still be in faith. It's hard. See? And he said, you need to praise me. And I said this. I ain't got nothing for you to praise about. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to get it. And he took me into the scripture. Praise God for his mighty acts. And boy, I repented and I started praising God for delivering Daniel out of the lion's den. I started praising God for delivering the three Hebrew boys out of fire. I started praising God for David killing Goliath. I started getting happy. I will meditate also of all your work and talk of your doings. That's why he gave us this book. See, we can see past victories. We can see the Faith Hall of Fame. We can see those that have gone before us, our forefathers, our foremothers, right? And we can see what they have done and meditate on, you know, I put myself in their situation. When David's killing Goliath, Pastor Philip's killing Goliath. I'm just telling you, when Daniel's sword in the line, Pastor Philip's in the lines then, right? I put myself in there, see? And I tried to imagine, you know, the faith of our family of God here, right? But notice that when you talk, something powerful. Meditation is not just getting quiet. Talk of thy doings. Talk. And see, when you, especially if you're married or you got a close friend or your children or your parents or whatever, when you can talk, speaking about, hey, you know, Davy killed Goliath. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you're focused on the season that you are in, like precious faith. See, just because we're all in the family of God, we're all in different seasons. I believe corporately we're all in a harvest season, but it's at different levels. Are you following what I'm saying? For instance, I'm believing God for $1 million. You might be believing God for 10,000. Are you following what I'm saying? Wherever you are. And I'm not saying because I'm believing for $1 million that I got greater faith in you. I'm just saying that's where God has challenged me to believe him for at this time in my life. Are you following what I'm saying? Doesn't mean you can't believe God for $1 million. You might be believing for 10 million. I don't know. Are you following what I'm saying? But meditation is not just being quiet. It's talking about it. Are you following this? And when you talk about what he has done, there's a powerful, when you look back and you see how faithful God has been in times past. Because when you're in the middle of transition, when you're in the middle of going to the next dimension of living, it's real easy to forget all the things that he's done in the past. Are you following me? Okay. Let us proceed. Now, in Luke, chapter 9, talking about meditation. Verse 43, Luke 9:43. Say hallelujah when you're there. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, every one at all these things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears. Now see, Jesus knew that they were wondering at the mighty power. And if they stayed in amazement, they're going to lose out everything he'd been teaching them. So he didn't want them to just be looking at miracles and mighty power. He knew what caused the miracles and mighty power. It was what he was saying. And he says this, let these sayings sink down into your ears. How many of you know what a sink is? Right? A sink. Why is it called a sink? Because you put water in it and it'll drain out, right? A more appropriate word would be lavatory, right? Not laboratory, like some of you ladies. You go in front of that sink and that mirror and it's a laboratory. You go to work experimenting. Hallelujah, with this and that. Look at. Hallelujah. But let these sayings sink down. Have you ever had a clogged sink? Time to call prophetic plumbing. Hallelujah. When I was in plumbing years ago with my brother-in-law, we were doing a service call on a sink. And this sink was being stubborn. And we were running this electric snake down in it, and it was not budging. And we just kept working this thing. And all of a sudden, it blew up. All this black stuff come flying. Have you ever had that happen, bud? All this black stuff came flying out, and I look at my brother-in-law's face, and it's covered with this black stuff, and I'm laughing at him, not realizing my face was covered in it too. Right? Yeah. Don't lick your lips right then. Don't ask me how I know. But watch this. We can't let God's word get clogged. Are you following? Let these sayings sink down. Are you following us? All right, go to Luke chapter 2. Luke 2. Look at this in verse number 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, even though she didn't understand it. She kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Come on now. Come on. Just because you don't understand something, you don't reject it. There can be things that are hard to be understood. Peter said about what Paul was preaching, right? That didn't make it wrong. There may be things that I speak that your soul still tries to digest or tries to even reject, right? But if the Word says it, I said if the Word says it, not if pastor says it, if the Word says it, right, don't throw it away. Keep it and ponder them in your heart. Now, when you start pondering, you're meditating, right? You ever pondered something? You ponder all the time. You go to the grocery store, and you go and get a can of corn or whatever it may be, and they got different kinds, right? And you're looking at it. You're pondering what, right? Are you following this? Or you're pondering what you're going to eat, period, right? So Mary kept all these things that were being said by the shepherds, right? There are things that I remember making the mistake because I didn't understand something Brother Copeland said years ago. And a pastor came up to me and heard the same thing and said, what do you think about that statement? I said, well, he's wrong. He said, I think the same way. Well, we were both wrong because we didn't understand where he was coming from at that time, right? Are you following? Instead of shutting up and saying, well, I don't understand it. I ain't going to throw it out. I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost shine a light right there to where I can get that. Are you following? Now, there are things that have been said from the upper echelon that I know ain't right. But the way I know they're not right is because of what the Word actually says in a particular thing. But I'm not here to bash that, right? So Mary kept all these things that were being said and pondered them in her heart. Now, we get to where we're going. 1 Timothy. Chapter 4. This is good stuff. Meditation will bring manifestation. Well, we gonna do it. Hallelujah. I had a pastor text me today. He said, we're watching and we're leaping. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says here in verse 11, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyter. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now let's look here at verse 15. Meditate upon these things. What things? See? You're guessing. There are six things that he just listed that we're to meditate on. See? Now let's go through these six, and you find them back there in verse 12. Number one. Now these are six personal meditation keys. Right here. These are keys to meditating. He says, meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. So these six things, without question, are keys to meditation. What we ought to be meditating, instead of just meditating a scripture, there is a life of meditation. Number one, of course, is in word. In the word. Meditate your Bible. I mean, that just goes without, well, it don't go without saying, because there's a whole lot of people don't know it. You got to say it. But meditate in God's word, right? That's how we started tonight, right? Meditating the word of God. And you know, when you're meditating God's word, what happens, and we'll get into some of this tomorrow night, is God will quicken a particular scripture to you. And when he does, stop reading your chapter that you have to get in before you go out the door. If he quickens a scripture to you, stop. You might not ever finish that chapter that day. Hello. You got to be able, that search engine is trying to key you in on something. And when that becomes a stopping point, it's not just a highlighting point. It's a meditation point. Are you following this? How many times has God quickened you and I to a particular verse and we didn't meditate it? We highlighted it. We put arrows out beside it. And then 3 months later, you happen to be in that chapter again, and oh yeah. See, it's not the engrafted word. You didn't meditate it down inside your spirit when God was trying to get something to you. Ain't no leap right there. But we're going somewhere, right? Because we're to give ourselves wholly to this. A meditated life. Right? In other words, you should be thinking about 4D all the time. I mean, if the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, that's not when it's, oh, yeah, that's right. No, that ought to be automatic. Well, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That ought to be automatic. When evil tidings come, our heart is fixed. It ought to be automatic. Whatsoever things are true, lovely, just, honest, good report. Ought to be automatic. Are you following this? See? And how does that happen? By meditating the Bible, not by hearing the preacher preach it one time, but by you meditating the Word of God. The second thing is in conversation, right? That's meditate your behavior in conversation. How are you conducting yourself? Or how is your conduct? Right? That's why the Bible says examine yourself whether you be in the faith. How are you cooperating with other people? How are you cooperating with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, or whatever it may be, with your boss, with other employees, whatever. Members in the church, brothers and sisters. See, it's more than just meditating the scripture. Because when you meditate how you are acting, God can interrupt that and say, why did you do that? Why did you act that way? No leap. Number three. It's a no leap message, huh? Well, I'm going to leap in anyhow. Hallelujah. These are the things that will get you through. Number three, in charity, you got to meditate your love walk. You got to meditate your love walk. Come on now. Faith worketh by love. It's energized by love. See? And, okay. I'm learning how to work out. Learning. Well, I was an athlete as a kid, but it was because I never had to work out. Dad worked me out. So when I was on the ball court, I was always in shape. When I was on the ball field, I was always in shape. I didn't have to get in shape. I was always in shape. Are you following? And so when I went in the military, out there on the drill pad was a piece of cake. I'm like, what? You got to run a mile in less than 10 minutes? Right? Right? You know, to qualify? I couldn't wait for the obstacle course, and when we got there, I'm like, what? This is it? This is all? Right? And so, now I have to think about what area I need to work. Never thought about that before. You know, I never thought about, well, this is a day to work your core. This is a day to work your legs. This is a way to work your chest, your arms, or whatever. I never thought about that. Get out, throw me the ball, I'll score. You know, what? But it became reality when I hung my bar up and I couldn't do a pull-up. What? What is this? In my mind, I always did that. Now I'm up there and let's go. Sitting there hanging. Willie had to give me a rubber strap put on my foot to help me up. Hey, look at here. But I got a rubber strap pulling me up. That was reality. I had to face that. Right? Right? Well, you have to evaluate yourself. And are you really walking in this love walk? Come on. Is there an area you need to work on? Right? Give yourself wholly to them. How much? When it says that your profiting may appear unto all, this is way past you being debt free. This is so much profiting in your life, it appears to all. It can't be hidden. See? The fourth one, in spirit. Now you got to meditate your spirit walk. Bible says, walk in the spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of your flesh. All this requires meditation. All this requires you taking and really evaluating yourself. And when you're meditating God's word, that is a very open place. Because for God to open up himself on what you're meditating, he needs you to open up yourself so that you get what he's saying out of what he has said in its fullness. And for that to happen, that's why the Bible says those that receive 100-fold, 30, 60, 100, do it out of a good and honest heart. So when you're meditating, these areas, part of meditation will bring conviction. Are you following this? And conviction is a gift. We want to know if we're walking in bitterness. We want to know if we got an attitude here. We want to know that, right? Number five is in faith. Meditate your actions, your works. Are you following this? We are to meditate. Are we really putting corresponding action to what God said? Well, I went and looked for a house, but there just ain't nothing in Frankfurt. Quit talking like that. All it takes is your grocery cart running into somebody's grocery cart in Kroger. And next thing you know, there's your house. Now, don't you go into Kroger running into everybody's basket. Got head-on collisions in Kroger. But it ain't, quit saying it's hard to find a house. Shut up like that. He's got it for you. He's got it for you. So, we got to meditate our works. We got to meditate our actions. Now, we were talking about God's faithfulness today, and I said, "Hon, just think about this." There we were in my brother's van with all the things that we own, basically, in the back of that van. And we don't have no place to go. And we're driving downtown Frankfurt. No place to live. And the Lord quickens me to get a state journal. And I open it up. And there it is for what we call the penthouse. Just had come out. Up until then, we couldn't find nothing. And we slept in there that night, in the same day. 24-hour miracle. 24-hour miracle. Come on now. God's faithfulness. Right? And then when those 7 years were up, and the Lord said to me, "Where do you want to live?" And I mentioned that gated community where we live. And he said, "Go." We went, and we were overwhelmed when we first went in there. And we didn't have no, there was nothing for rent. There was nothing, anything like that. But we knew somebody that knew somebody. I said, we knew somebody that knew somebody that put us in contact with that somebody before they even put it up for rent. And they said, "Yeah, we'll meet you over there at such and such a time that day." We showed up over there, and before they could even advertise it, pow, we were in that condo. Now listen, folks, God knows how. That's his department. Ours is to meditate on our actions. Are we staying steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? Come on. Come on, moving forward with it, not just sitting back meditating on where is it. Hallelujah. See? He has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Number six, impurity. That's to meditate your holiness. Are you living right? I said, are you living right? Getting real quiet on that one. Are you living right? See? He tells Timothy, this is Paul telling his son in the faith, look, don't let no one despise your youth, but I need you to meditate on these things. Because if you'll meditate and give yourself wholly to them, you're going to start profiting, son. And your profiting is going to be apparent to everyone around you. And if you want to shut up the mouths of the lions, it's when you manifest. All the skeptics, all the doubters. It was one thing when I came in here and said, we're going to build phase two. And we're up in phase one. We're behind on the mortgage payment. Hello? Come on now. But now phase one is no longer. Phase two is up and running. And it won't be long before we're up and running. Come on now. How many people go to heaven that had a God-given vision that never saw it come to pass? Most of them. See? But you meditate. Give yourself wholly to them. I would come down here and I would just meditate. Phase two. And when it finally started being built, when they first put the floor down where the sanctuary is now, but we weren't even enclosed. But they put the floor down just, and phase one was still up. I came down here by myself and went right out there where the stage would be and danced before God. I'm going to do it now. Praise God. Because God watches those things. God watches those things. See? And there'll be a time when, you know, when we're in full array, when people say, well, how did that happen? Well, you guys are living through it. And they're going to look at your life. Say, how did you get that? Well, you lived through it. Come on now. Don't let this transition time throw you off. Meditate. Meditate on God's word. How we learn this big time in the camper was we put scriptures everywhere. I mean, when we laid down in our bed, it was right up on the little cabinet that came out over top of it. And that's what I'd see when I'd close my eyes, and that's what I'd see when I'd wake up. See? Hallelujah. Meditate, living right. But he didn't stop there. He put three more assisting keys to meditation. Number one, give attendance to reading. Give attendance to reading. Number two, give attendance to exhortation. And number three, give attendance to doctrine. Do you see that? All these things are vital for meditating your victory and having good success. Now, let's go back to verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Now we know the things he's talking about. Are you following this? Meditate upon these things. Give yourselves wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Now, when I was sitting in front of the Lord on this particular message, that premeditation thing came to me. About, matter of fact, that's the name of this message, premeditated faith. I never really put that together before. But then I looked up the definition of meditate. Look at this up on the screen. The Strong's number 3191. There we go. To take care of, revolve in the mind, imagine, look at this, premeditate. Isn't that something? Well, something to me, because there it is. It wasn't just something, you know, that would make a little spice to the message, right? But notice it says revolve in the mind. You know what revolving is. Been through revolving doors, right? They just keep going around and around and around. Don't revolve on how's this going to happen. Revolve in your mind the success. My house, my car, my whatever. Come on, right? What did God say? What did God say, right? And it says to premeditate. Now, let's look at this word profiting. From 4298, progress, advancement, furtherance, profit. Are you following this? Progress, advancement, furtherance, profit. Now let's look at 4298. To drive forward, to advance in amount. How many could you use some advancement in your checking account amount? To grow, increase, profit. Now, I want you, with all that said, I want to hit this last point in these last 15 minutes. I'm going to make a statement and I'm going to expound on it, all right? Your level of meditation is your cutoff point. Your level of meditation is your cutoff point. It's as high as you're going. Without meditation, you can't see it. You're not able to grab it. And that's why you'll settle for the meditation level you're at. Well, I'm born again. Remember when you found out you were the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? Remember that? You found out you were in right standing with God. Wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that wonderful? Right? But when you first found out about it, you didn't have it. You were still dealing with undeservedness, unworthy, and you had to get your righteousness scriptures out. Come on now. Come on. You had to get confessing it, meditating it. Right? And then finally, you went to that level. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I remember when I was being challenged by God about that the Lord said, Philip, say it. And what he wanted me to say was, I'm as righteous as Jesus is. I ain't saying that. There's none righteous, no, not one. All of our righteousness is filthy rags, all that Methodist stuff I was raised in, right? And that's true before you're born again, right? And there I was. And he said, say it. And I was struggling. Say it, Philip. I'm as righteous as Jesus. Can't hear you. See? But as I meditated that and saw the reality of it, are you following? It wasn't me trying to usurp who I was above what God had made me. No, I'm coming up to what he had made me. Right? And what caused you to step over into that new creation reality was meditating and hearing and receiving and pondering that truth. Come on now. To where now it's not just passing the charismatic quiz. You know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right? So, your manifestation level, put that back up there on the screen. I want the people to see it. Is your cutoff point. Your level of meditation is your cutoff point. If you refuse to meditate except to right here, that's your cutoff. That's why some people, they choke on what you're believing for. Because their meditation level is right here. And you're going here. But wherever your meditation level is, the higher you want to go, the higher your meditation level is required. I ain't talking about more time. It's just you got to shift to that level of meditation that God wants you in, that bigger place, that new job, that whatever it may be. And you, he's made that real to you. Now you got to meditate yourself to that place, because your faith will follow your meditation, right? Tomorrow night, we're going to get in some stuff in here. I'm telling you, I had to really hold back because of tomorrow night, talking on Rhema tomorrow night, right? Right? Because Rhema can blast right past meditation. See, what you're doing when you're meditating is you're meditating something into Rhema. Where, boom, you get a Rhema, you just bypass meditation. Are you following this? We'll get in that tomorrow night. But your level of meditation is your cutoff point. And if you, for instance, I am in the process of being a multimillionaire. Just telling you. And I have to meditate that way of thinking and that level of responsibility more than just hoping someday that happens. No, I've got seed in the ground for it, and I'm confessing that daily. Not a millionaire, a multimillionaire. Well, why don't you go for a billion? God ain't telling me no billionaire. Multimillionaire. I'm going to rock the world with that. If he tells you billionaire, then go for it. Right? Now, he may once I'm a multimillionaire in manifestation. I don't know. See, but some people can't handle that kind of talk. That's you found their cutoff. Don't challenge somebody's faith when you don't know what God is leading him into. You just stay where you're supposed to stay and then let someone's manifestation challenge you. Are you following? So how you meditate is going to determine your level. Joshua never would have been able to take them in if he hadn't meditated what God had said. Matter of fact, go back to Joshua. I got 8 minutes. Go back there. Joshua, in chapter 1. Hallelujah. Look at this. Verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now look at verse 9. God says, have not I commanded thee? What did he command him? What did he command him? What? That's not what he commanded him. That's not what he commanded him. He commanded him to go in and possess the land. That was the command. This is how you do it. Meditate in God's word. Be strong, of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. I'm with you. But the command was go in and possess the land. Every place you put your feet. Come on now. I'm with you. Hallelujah. Somebody watching then thinks it's some aerobic class or something. The command was in verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them. That was the command. See? Everything else assisted that command. Meditate. Be strong. Be of good courage. Are you seeing this? Right? It's real easy to say, well, God commanded me to be strong. No, that's up to you. How can he command you strong? He can't. How can he command you to be courageous? He can't. That's left up to you. But the command was to go in and possess the land. And that is what Joshua was to meditate God's word on. And see, he didn't have everything we have, right, to meditate on. But he had what was thus saith the Lord up until that time, right? And he knew the will of God. This is Joshua. who come out of Egypt. This Joshua who spent 40 years in the wilderness. This Joshua who already tasted and see that the Lord was good and came back and had 10 other pastors convince those 10 tribes that they can't go in, and the two couldn't take them in because of majority. Right? Are you seeing this? So, folks, you and I, when you're giving yourself like this, when you're coming in and allowing God to speak into your life like this, it will not return void. It will accomplish what He wants accomplished in your life and what you want accomplished in your life. Amen. Lift your hands. Let me bless you. You're getting out 2 minutes early. Hallelujah. Father, blessings upon these, your people, as they go the way, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. I bless them out of the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Tomorrow night, Friday night, come on in here ready.